Welcome to the CentroGS Tools Query Database Training. The Query Database is a handy resource that has been compiled by the members of the support organization. The Query Database contains a list of hundreds of SQL queries that you can use to retrieve information from client accounts so that you do not have to create these queries from scratch. First, let's talk about what we would like for you to take away from this training. The purpose of this training is to help you determine how to locate relevant SQL queries for troubleshooting purposes, understand the search options available in the query database, understand how to utilize the query database resource to troubleshoot client issues. To access the query database, please perform the following steps. Step 1, log in to Centro. Step 2, open a new tab in your preferred browser. Step 3. Enter the following URL into the address field. You can also find it on the Resources tab. We recommend adding it to the bookmarks in your browser. Step 4. Enter the credentials that were sent to you by the query database administrators. You can update your password automatically upon login. If you forget your password at any time, there is a link on the main login screen to reset it. Once you've logged in successfully, you'll be brought to the query database main screen. As you can see, there are several options to search for saved queries and other information. So let's take a closer look at each search option. The first and most widely used option is query search. This option allows you to search for keywords to identify any possible relevant queries that have been saved to the query database. When you click on this link, you'll be brought to a screen where you can enter keywords to search for relevant queries. You can also tell the system to search for your keywords within the query title, the description of the query entry, or the actual SQL code. Choose Select if you want to find queries that will retrieve information from client accounts. Only choose Update as the query type if you are escalating a case to Tier 2 or 3 to request a database update. Lastly, you can select the owner of the query you're looking for. If you know that a particular query you're searching for was logged by Aaron Abelard, for example, you can select his entry on the Posted By field to return only those queries that Aaron had logged. When you're ready to return results from the query database based on your search criteria, click Search. Once the system returns results, you can click on the result which seems most applicable to your situation. From there, you'll be brought to a screen wherein you'll find the actual SQL code of the query in question. You can copy the code into your clipboard and then paste it into SQL Management Studio. Please note, most queries will require you to substitute actual client-relevant data in place of placeholders. The next search option you'll see on the main screen is Query Categories. If you select this option, you'll be brought to a list of queries which have been tagged for that particular category. For example, if you wanted to find all queries that have been tagged as related to A/B testing, then you could click on that particular category and receive all queries that have been labeled with the A/B testing tag. Selecting one of the results would bring you to a screen that included the SQL code, which you would want to copy and paste into SQL Management Studio. If you would like to perform a search for known tables on the various databases you'll be working with, you can click on Search Tables or Fields. If you're attempting to construct an SQL query to return specific pieces of information from various tables, you can use this tool to look up specific fields on the tables you'll be working with. When you click this link, you'll be brought to a list of known tables on all databases that are accessible to success agents. When looking through the results, if you find a table you'd like to investigate, you can click on the table's entry. From there, you'll be brought to a screen which lists that table's fields. The next search option we can see on the main page is Search Known Errors. Clicking this option will bring you to a screen where you can enter keywords to search for. Once you've entered your keywords, click Search. Depending on your search criteria, the system retrieves a list of well-documented error messages. If you've retrieved a specific error message from AppLog, you can look here to see if there is a standard resolution, or at least description, of the error that you located. Lastly, we come to the Utilities section. There is only one option within the Utilities section, the Subscriber Key Utility. This option is tied to a legacy process which support no longer uses. You should not click on this utility, or there will be disastrous consequences. In this training, you've learned to determine how to locate relevant SQL queries for troubleshooting purposes, understand the search options available in the query database, understand how to utilize the query database resource to troubleshoot client issues.